Dear people who keep company with God, the Bible begins in Genesis, the book of beginnings, or first of things, and then throughout the scripture, firsts continue to hold a special place with God. The firstborn is blessed, first fruits are desired, and first love is the term God uses to describe man's relationship with Him. The Gospels are the first of the New Testament. They are the foundation of the New Covenant because they tell the story of Jesus. I am always reading different portions of the Bible, but I am constantly reading the Gospels. Here are some first fruits that have made the Gospels come alive for me. I have discovered that the first recorded sayings of Jesus in the four Gospels are essential to understanding the entire narrative of each particular Gospel account. They are different in each Gospel. They give us insight as to how each of the Gospel writers wants us to see Jesus. If you allow it, Jesus' first sayings will guide your steps in a particular direction as you enter the story. When I keep this in mind, it brings a greater richness, clarity, and uniqueness to each of the Gospels. It is as if I am in the story, a part of it. As I read this way, I am not bringing my own preconceived perspective and ideas into the story. I am allowing the story to unfold and reveal itself, just like reading any other story. Jesus' first recorded public act in each of the Gospels is also different. They are the first impressions of Jesus the writer wants us to see. The Gospel writer's new first impressions could tell us a lot about a person. They want us to see the thing that is so impacted them. They gave us a window to view him, what he is like, and to be impacted as they were. For instance, in John 2, the first public act of Jesus was to turn water into wine. John tells us this was the first or a beginning sign Jesus did. It was not an isolated event, nor does it stand alone. The signs Jesus did were paramount to John. They highly impacted his life. So he begins with a sign. John went on to record seven more signs Jesus would do. Signs point us in a direction. They explain something that is not apparent. Right before Jesus turned the water into wine, he told his mother, "My hour has not come yet." I don't think he was only talking about his time to do miracles. Jesus's hour speaks of the climactic event of his death and resurrection, John 13:1, which is his glorification, John 12:23 and 17, verse 1. When you keep the first impression of Jesus in mind, it gives you a deeper understanding of his life, teachings, and works. Jesus' first message is also very revealing. Please note that Jesus' first sayings and his first message is not the same thing. He said stuff before he actually gave a message. Matthew's Gospel gives us Jesus' first recorded message. "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand," Matthew 4, verse 17. It is a promise almost too good to be true. Jesus is saying, Father will help you turn your life around. His kingdom is presently making its way into your world. He is with you right now. Just change the way you think and believe me, and it will be so. That is the perfect summary of all Jesus' teachings, John 14, 7-11. All of his teachings emerge from it. The rest of the New Testament is built upon it. I believe we can base our whole life on that simple message. Read the Bible with that message in mind and it will be like reading a whole new book. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.